If self-confidence is an attitude of mind, it's based on mental principles and mental laws, foremost among which is, thought is creative. You are not what you think you are, but what you think you are. As you systematically and deliberately change your thinking about yourself, your outer reality changes to conform with it. Your thoughts create your life, including and especially your thoughts with regard to your level of self-confidence. The reason why goals are so important is because of these mental laws. You are happy and successful to the degree to which you conform your life and your thinking to these laws and live in harmony with them. The first law, which we've already discussed, is the law of cause and effect. It's so simple and so powerful that you need to remind yourself of it all the time. Another way of stating this law is the principle of sowing and reaping. It simply says that whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. If you sow clear goals and objectives in your mind, you will reap clear results and rewards in your outer life. A subset of the law of cause and effect is the law of attraction. This is considered to be one of the most important of all laws in explaining what happens to you. It simply says that like attracts like. It says that you inevitably attract into your life the people, ideas, circumstances, and opportunities that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. Whatever you're thinking, most of the time, you're drawing into your life from all directions. This is why fuzzy goals bring fuzzy results, whereas clear goals bring clear results. And since your level of self-confidence is directly tied to how effective you feel you are in achieving your goals, it's very important that you know exactly what it is you want and that you think of nothing else. Another law, again a variation of the law of cause and effect, is the law of correspondence. The law of correspondence, as we mentioned before, says that your outer world tends to be a mirror of your inner world. Your outer world of health, wealth, and relationships will be a mirror image reflection of your thinking on each of these subjects. Your thought is the most powerful force in your universe. It is both creative and causative. Every minute of every day, it's forming the world around you. As Shakespeare said, "Nothing is, but thinking makes it so." Your life is what your thoughts make it. Another principle I mentioned earlier is the law of concentration. This is another terribly important law when it comes to the development and maintenance of your self-confidence. The law of concentration says that whatever you dwell upon continually grows into your reality. Thinking about a subject, dwelling on it continually, is like watering and fertilizing a seed. It causes it to grow faster in your experience. The more you dwell on any goal or subject, the more of your mental capacities are dedicated to making that goal or subject a reality. The law of concentration explains why unwavering dedication to a single purpose goes hand in hand with all great accomplishment. The ability to concentrate without diversion on a single subject to the exclusion of all others explains why ordinary people achieve extraordinary things. Because of this mental law, an average individual with average capabilities, by bringing all of his or her mental powers to bear on the achievement of a single goal, can often accomplish far more than a seemingly more fortunate person whose energies are dispersed by having several goals at once, or as quite commonly happens, by having no goals at all. In addition, there's the law of substitution. This law simply says that your conscious mind can only hold one thought at a time, positive or negative. And whatever thought is held continuously in your conscious mind will eventually be accepted by your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind, in conjunction with these other mental laws, will go to work to bring that thought or idea into reality. Your subconscious mind is inordinately powerful and is the seat of all your emotions, your beliefs, your values, your attitudes, and your feelings. The development of the unshakable self-confidence that you desire requires that you step up to your mental computer and take every step possible to program self-confidence deep into your subconscious mind. The final law you need to know in dealing with purpose, personal power, and self-confidence is the law of emotion. This law simply states that every decision that you make every thought you think, every action you take is based on an emotion of some kind, either the emotion of fear at one end of the spectrum or the emotion of desire at the other end of the spectrum. When you hold a thought in your conscious mind and it's charged with an emotion of any kind, it's rapidly accepted by the subconscious. The subconscious then activates all the other mental laws and begins to turn that inner thought into an outer reality in your experience. The more powerful the emotion, the more rapid the change in your behavior and the change in your experience. And if the emotion is strong enough, the change can be instantaneous. For example, I had a friend who smoked for 30 years. He claimed that he couldn't quit smoking because it was a deeply entrenched habit going back to early adulthood. One day he had some chest pains and went to his doctor, who performed a series of tests on him. When the results of the tests were in, he sat my friend down and told him that he had a heart problem, and that if he continued to smoke, he would die within 6 months. Samuel Johnson once said, "When a man is to be hanged on the morrow, it clears his mind wondrously." Well, the idea of dying was so emotionally charged to my friend that he took out his cigarettes, threw them in the wastebasket, and never touched one again. In a positive vein, if you are absolutely convinced that you were meant to be a great success in life and that there was nothing in the world that could stop you from achieving great things as long as you persisted and threw yourself wholeheartedly into every activity, you would become an irresistible force of nature. The depth of your belief and the strength of your conviction would determine the power of your personality. If you really believe in your ability to succeed, you would become unstoppable. And you can develop this kind of belief, this inner confidence, by developing what I call the four C's. The first C stands for clarity, knowing exactly what it is you want to accomplish and exactly the person you wish to become. The second C is conviction, which is absolutely believing that you have the ability to do anything that you can put your mind to. The third C is commitment, which requires the willingness to make whatever efforts are necessary. And the fourth C is consistency, which refers to the strength of character to say and do certain things in a certain way every single day until you achieve the goals that you've set for yourself. With clarity, conviction, commitment, and consistency, you're on your way to developing the kind of confidence that will make everything possible for you.